going to put a new hotline in to report gambling issues. Sports Integrity Monitor has launched a tool to help athletes, coaches, and staff to anonymously report suspicious activity about gambling activities, and it's going to be called the Athlete Alert, powered by Real Response. It was announced by the U.S. Integrity, a sports data integrity company that played a role in the ongoing investigation in what happened with Alabama baseball. So they're going to put that hotline in place. You can actually text if you want. You can call it. And, of course, right now, Iowa and Iowa State acknowledging they're cooperating with both local gaming regulators, law enforcement, and the NCAA about suspicious activity involving athletes in multiple sports, including football, basketball, and wrestling. The Iowa director of gaming told the Associated Press earlier this week that there's no evidence, by the way, that indicates there was any game-fixing, match-fixing, or suspicious wagering on games that involved Iowa or Iowa State. But still, they're putting that together. Thursday at the SBC Summit of North America, a major sports betting conference held in northern New Jersey, Scott Sadin, who's the chief operating officer of U.S. Integrity, discussed the Alabama case. And he said, I think it was an illustration of how key stakeholders work together efficiently to identify a situation that warranted investigation. And let's face it, they broke that fast. They broke that fast, and they give them credit. They took it off the board in Ohio, took it off the board immediately in Indiana, in Pennsylvania, and I think in New Jersey as well. And this is about college baseball, and they took it off the board that fast. So that does tell you that there is a level of efficiency to the operation. John Steinbrecher, who's the commissioner of the Mid-American Conference, said that they have to always view data on betting patterns. He says, something's goofy in the data and you have to dig into it. He said, the regulation and oversight portion of this seems to be working pretty well. And again, I give them credit. They were able to go out and think about it. It's Alabama baseball. It would not be thought to be high on the chain of something you'd be looking at betting-wise. And yet they got to it quickly. I mean, and that shows you that there is diligence and some efficiency to this.